a nutcase suffers a setback. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's an almond milk lawsuit in U.S. District Court in New York. Two people who bought Almond Breeze almond milk are suing for $5 million because the almond milk, they say, contains only about 2% almonds. They allege you're basically getting a box of water. A judge has ruled that the plaintiffs have failed to prove any injury, and I can understand that because when you go to the experts, those being the raw food chefs on YouTube who demonstrate the proper way to make almond milk, look at what step one is.
You need to soak 1 cup of almonds anywhere between 8 and 48 hours.
And guess what happens?
They'll absorb some of that water and get really plump.
And then what do? You put the waterlogged almonds in the blender and add even more water. Listen to all the water this woman is adding. Then you pulverize the waterlogged almonds in the blender, and then what do?
You want to have clean hands, right?
Because you strain the mixture through a special straining bag.
Milking your almond bag.
You're straining out all the nut pulp, which remains in the bag. So, of course, it's mostly water because that big cup of almonds you started out with is now a sad mound of pulp sitting in a bag. And sure enough, the actual contribution of the almond to the milky mixture is about 2%. But then, if you weigh a bottle of actual milk, you'll find that even milk from a cow is over 96% water and only about 3% cow. So, if you really want an almond drink that's 100% almond, you don't need to go to court. Just eat an almond and wash it down with 3 glasses of water. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.